on this Veterans Day, Friday morning, 15 and a half before 6 o'clock, and we're inviting you to use our talk and text line at 396-1670 with your tribute messages, your expressions of appreciation for veterans you know and love who served, like this one here.
Hi, this is from Fulton City. I would like to give honor to my father, Paul Hutter, and my godfather, Archie Richardson. They both served in the Army in World War II, veterans, and they both served in the Air Force in the Korean War. They have both since passed, but they were great veterans and great men, and I do greatly appreciate both of them and the things that they've done for our country.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Kevin in Fountain City, for that, one of our great listening contributors, and you can follow suit on this Veterans Day at 396-1670 WWIB. As we start the best 5 minutes of the day, Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
I've probably asked you before, but, you know, not to put you on the spot, any veterans you wanted to recognize this morning?
So my dad was in the military. That was not something we talked about a lot, but he was briefly. He served a couple of years, and so I would say thank you to him for his service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad, too. My dad's dad died when he was 15. He was the youngest of 9 kids. He always regretted dropping out of high school at 17 and joining the Air Force. I don't know how long he served, truthfully, to go back and check, but that's why he was always encouraging me to go to college. And then finally, my Uncle Albert also was a Marine. So yesterday was that anniversary, Marines. But anyhow, grateful to them and others.
Absolutely.
As well. Yeah. Well, by the way, your mom had a birthday here in the last week, and I don't think we gave her a special shout out. So please do.
Yeah. So my mom turned 70 this week on Tuesday. And so that was kind of a big milestone. I don't think I've shared this with you, but they have COVID in their house. And so actually I found out right before I left for Colorado last week that they had COVID. And so was kind of up and a little bit stirred up about, you know, whether I should go or not. And they seem to be on the healing end of that. But yes, 70 years old. And so one of my best friends, and so that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, happy birthday to her, belatedly. Yeah, actually, I don't know. I had to be in the lobby for the start of the Sam Shovel Private Eye, the long walk goodbye last night. But, we had a saxophonist, but it was not our friend Sue Orfield, because she has been similarly stricken. So, anyhow, we pray for her recovery as well. So, all right.
Well, then I will add this. My wife also has COVID currently, so first time. And so, yeah, it seems to be surging back around again.
Well, if we were just playing a game of name someone with COVID, you just won, because I don't have anybody else left to name. So, all right, let's see.
I'm glad.
We did miss you.
You don't.
One of our listening friends and fans is Donna, and she was there last night. Another event publicly that she was at that we missed you at, Jason. So, I told her it was too late for your bedtime. So,
that's exactly right. You are spot on.
Yeah,
and I was also on transportation duty last night, getting kids to and from events. So.
Yeah. Well, we missed you. What happens with me is, I don't know, my wife just looks at me puzzled, but I say my legs get tired. I can just tell. It's just like that's where I can feel it. And I'm like, I'm just kind of fighting it there. All right. Hey, there was a quote the other day, and I don't know, I just want to drop this in real quick. We try to stuff too much into this sandwich. But Dan White, a big fan, he wrote Love Over Fear. He said, every person you meet, your spouse, your neighbor, your friend, the stranger, your estranged family member, your enemy, all are aching for grace. You carry in your very body the energy of grace. Transfer that energy to them. He says that's something he learned from Larry Crabb back in 2005 when he was at a school of spiritual direction. And he says he's been trying to live that out ever since. And you and I stand up and applaud that, right?
For sure. You know, it's always fun. You and I have both been through the school for spiritual direction. That sort of energy often exudes from people who have been through that. And You, I think, had made the comment, it's no wonder I like you, or something along those lines to Dan White. And you know, I want to be a person who exudes grace like that, and I certainly see that in you. I see that in the things Dan White shares, and yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. We could spend more, but finally, Romans 8, 35 through 37, our second to last day in Romans 8.
Yeah, so that says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us.
And in Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary in the New Testament, Romans 8, 35 through 37 says, so then, what do you think can separate you from me? There is no crisis, no suffering, no pain, no oppression, no material need, honestly, nothing that can steal you away from me. Even death cannot fracture our relationship. My son is living proof. In him, your identity as my beloved child is the surest thing about you. It is not as though you just made it by a thread. Your standing is certain. Final word.
Yeah, that your identity as my beloved child is the surest thing about you. Yeah, that's one of the messages I really want to carry within my own heart, but also share with other people, that we are truly God's beloved.
Mm. Excellent. Well, we'll catch you at breakfast tomorrow, hopefully, huh?
Sounds good.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Kahn's best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. All right, WWIB, like to let you know about special events, and today is Veterans Day. We're taking your calls, your tributes, your words of expression and gratitude for veterans you know and love who served. 715-396-1670, WWIB. 103 years ago, today, 1918, history's bloodiest war to date ended after more than 4 years of slaughter. The Veterans Day holiday was conceived as Armistice Day to honor the 4.7 million Americans who served and the 116,500 who died in what was called then the Great War of 1914 to 1918. The occasion kept its name and focus until 1954 and was changed to Veterans Day, and its scope widened to honor veterans from all eras. Today also Sunday Day, Origami Day, and Singles Day today. All right, on to, well, do we have a number for the day? It is 7 billion. I mentioned more than 8 billion people now on the planet, just past that, I think, this month, right? But that, not as pleasant, actually. Wow. Yikes. Run for the hills. 7 billion is the bacteria on a typical kitchen sponge. Get me a new one. Wow. Coming up on 14 before 7 on this Veterans Day, a lot going on. We're welcoming your callers. Always interactive, the WIB Wake Up Show. It's Veterans Day, so we'd love to hear from you at 715-396-1670. Somebody who, listener who... We read their tribute earlier. Their father, Roland Schneider, says, also want to thank the veterans who come to the graveside of fellow veterans from military rights. They do this as a volunteer service. It's so very moving and appreciated. The listener says, I'll never forget this kind of service. Many who served from the great generation never boasted or bragged about what they did for us, for our country. It wasn't until later in life that they were made aware of their bravery and service. Yeah, but wasn't it Tom Brokaw, the book about the greatest generation? Also, Sue and Kadat saying, Veterans Day, thank you to Pastor George Alinsky and John W. Yeah, absolutely. Catch Big George with Gospel from the Countryside Sunday night still, right? 8:30 to 9:30, a part of the Clean Country 7 to 10 with he and Rod here on WWIB.
Hi, Mark, Caleb. This is Mike from La Crosse, and I'm calling in to say that on this Veterans Day, I honor my father who fought in the 101st Airborne Screaming Eagles in the Army. And he passed away in 91. I'm going to see him today at his grave. And not only do I honor my father who made me proud, but I also honor all veterans who have served, and I say to you all, thank you for your service. God bless. Have a good day. Bye.
Hey, Mark, Caleb. I have several people I want to salute that were all in the military. My dad, Marlon Westby, served in the Army way back, and then my uncle Sergeant Major Dale Ritter made a career out of the Army that he spent 30 years, well, nearly 30 years in the Army, served two stints in Vietnam. And we all knew him as Uncle Dwayne, but also my good friend, Lyle Swartz, who served in the Air Force. His son, Bryce Swartz, who is currently serving in the Air Force, and also Isaac Matheson, who is currently serving in the Marines. Salute to all of you guys.
Hi, this is Linda from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And I just want to thank my veteran, Lucas Arnold, who served in the Air Force. He started, I think, in 1999 to 2004. And through the Air Force, he went to Afghanistan. He didn't serve, I don't think, in the active war, but there was a lot of war going on in that country at that time. And I just want to thank him. He's now, because of the Air Force, he has now become a respiratory therapist. And I'm so thankful for that. The Air Force really was somebody, something that gave him the education he needed. And I'm really grateful for all that. He's such a good daddy and a good son. And he is he's just incredible. I just love him so much. And I just want to thank all the veterans out there. You know, I think about that verse in John 15:13, where it says, there is no greater love than those that lay down their lives for their friends and their country. Thank you so much for all the veterans. God bless you.
Hi, this is Sylvia from Sorona, and I honor my father, Peter, and my father-in-law, Grant Isaacson, who did serve in the war, but also my family's friend, Mike Azuma, who served in Italy while his wife and his son were in concentration camps in Minnesota because they were second-generation Japanese. He still served. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall. I'm just calling in to honor my three uncles, Edmund, Adalbert, and Ansel, who served in World War II, and Uncle Adalbert paid the ultimate sacrifice and died in the Battle of the Bulge. And I just send up a grateful thank you to all our veterans who have and continue to serve this great country and provide us with the freedoms that we have, especially the freedom for religion to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless them all. Thank you.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday morning, WWIB, Halvo and Caleb. The tension's been thickening.
Everyone has been waiting for this.
Toys have been waiting and wondering, will they make it into the Toy Hall of Fame?
There are some who did. There are some who didn't.
There's smiles and there's tears in Toyland this morning.
But joy for three that have been waiting a long time to get in, shall we?
The big announcements.
The first toy that made it into the Toy Hall of Fame is...
The Top! The top made it in!
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it would be there.
It was kind of at the end of the list. It was almost forgotten. It had been there for so long. Such a long wait for The Top to get in. The Top is in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Number two of the three. Here it is.
There were 12 finalists, and the Masters of the Universe made it in.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Well, wait. Is that like He-Man and She-Ra and
it
stuff?
It must be.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And number three, you go ahead, Hubble.
All right.
It is...
The third and final entrance into the Toy Hall of Fame is... I called it. It's Light Bright.
You did call that one. That was the one that you knew. Congratulations.
However... Disappointment this morning. A couple of things. Nerf, I cannot believe. The Nerf football's still not in the Toy Hall of Fame?
They literally did like a documentary about the guy from the Vikings who invented the Nerf football.
Really?
I saw it on NFL Films or something like that.
Interesting. Here's
but it wasn't enough.
My wife heard our segment on this a couple of days ago, and she's like, I loved playing with the Briar horses when she was a kid. She's like, oh, these were great. I could feel her childlikeness coming alive, so probably disappointment for my wife, Peggy, this morning. Briar Horse is going to have to wait till next year. next
year.
How about you, Catan?
I know. Well, and this is the thing. I didn't think Catan. I thought Catan was too early to get in because of all the other nominees. But like we said yesterday, those poor pound puppies still have the very sad eyes because they haven't made it through.
Pinata's still waiting.
All right. We've been waiting for this. A lot of you have been waiting for this since OneFest in July of last year when you heard that Skillet was announced as one of the two headliners. And it's, well, who's the next one? Who's the next one? The announcement is pending very shortly here. We welcome in Heather Fleshinsky, the founder of OneFest. Good morning.
Hey, Heather.
Good morning, guys.
Good to be with you. And again, I don't know how you guys do it because I was very privileged that you told me who this was. And I have not told a soul.
Yeah, I got to say, I trust him with secrets. Because yesterday, he's like, I was sworn to secrecy.
But you guys have known even longer. How do you not tell people this?
It's hard. It's probably even harder for my daughter, who always is like, Mom, what do you got going on? And she wants to tell everybody. And I'm like, no, you can't.
You got to wait. You got to hold tight. But let's do this. And then we have a couple other things about OneFest to tell people about. But, Heather, let's count it down and then get a drum roll here. The 2023 Friday night headliner at OneFest. All right, Havel, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Drum roll. And Heather, it is
Torrin Wells.
Yes. Torrin Wells.
Torrin Gabriel Wells, an American platinum selling singer, songwriter, and multi instrumentalist from Houston, Texas, coming to OneFest.
And man, that guy can dance. Heather, this is so exciting. And again, finally, the lid is off. Torrin Wells, Friday night. Skillet, Saturday night. Two stages of music, 3 days. Many more artists to be announced. But how pumped are you guys?
So excited. I personally love the Until Grace song. Oh, my goodness. And he sings that with Gary LaVeau. It's awesome.
It's incredible.
Hills and Valleys, When We Pray. Until Grace, known... God's Not Done With You, famous for so many great songs.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And I was in Nashville and got to see him briefly, and he just does an amazing job and such an entertainer.
And again, so many times booking these artists, too. I've got to give a shout-out to our friend Patrick Gear, who helps with so many things. I mean, this is a complicated process to be able to make this work. And so for you guys to go out and get an artist like that who's just rapidly, rapidly ascending in the world of Christian music and coming here to our area is so cool.
And I know people have been asking and emailing, and they just wanted to know who else was coming. And, I like that we can announce now, and we're getting ready for this big holiday season, and so excited to have Torrin on board.
Absolutely. And again, so prices do go up tomorrow. So today would be the day to get those tickets at the lowest price remaining, onefest.com.
Yes.
Now, a couple other things about OneFest. You're always looking for, again, sponsors to get on board, help the ministry in that way, and also individuals to get on board to help.
Definitely. We are a nonprofit ministry, and we are growing. And so with that growth requires even more expenses. And so any sponsors that want to jump on board who are listening, we'd love to have you come on board. Please reach out to me.
Fantastic. And also looking for some support from people as well as, your fundraising efforts for this.
Yes. Beyond the team members, we are, like I said, we are growing. We're adding different things to the festival and always looking for people who are interested in getting more involved and become part of the planning team.
Fantastic.
And what's the best way to reach out and find out about sponsorships or perhaps joining the team, volunteering that way?
You can email us at info@onefest.com or you're welcome. Go to our website or Facebook and message us there.
All right, and again, one more time, ticket prices increase tomorrow, onefest.com. We now know the two headliners, Torrin Wells and Skillet. Thanks for getting up early and joining us, Heather.
Sounds good. Thank you.
26 degrees this chilly Friday morning, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Caleb and Havel with you on the WIB Wake Up Show. And it's time, friends, right around this time every single week, Lord willing, we bring this to you. Everything that you might have missed in the past 7 days, news, sports, politics, pop culture, we know you want to stay informed, but you can't keep on top of it all. So we do it for you and we bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time so much. We call it headlines and here we go.
That the average person gains up to 7 pounds over the holidays, but it's really like a pound or two.
Now, don't worry about the extra weight. Your wallet will lose 25 pounds buying Christmas gifts.
Good point.
According to a survey, people fear how they'll die more than death itself. The survey also revealed that public speaking is a greater fear than death.
Next comes not having Wi-Fi.
That is bad.
Elon Musk says Twitter will make mistakes as it tries out new features.
I'm calling it now. Scented tweets will be a flop.
There you go. Dave, go ahead.
They might look harmless, but researchers believe those helpless-looking tiny arms of the Tyrannosaurus Rex were actually dangerous weapons used to viciously slash dinosaur opponents.
I dare you to step over here. Closer. No, a little closer.
Keep on coming.
The national average for a gallon of gas is around $3.80.
That means if you're the kind of person who drives back and forth looking for the best parking space at the mall or Walmart, you'll need to shift some of your Christmas gift budget to your gas budget.
There you go.
Another study found that trans fat found in many snacks may damage your memory.
Wait, did I eat one entire bag of Oreos or two?
The world will never know.
And finally this morning, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says he's decided not to run for president in 2024.
Sounds like he's still hoping for an appearance on Dancing with the Stars.
That'd boost him for 2028.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. It's 16 minutes past 8 o'clock, 27 degrees. We've gone up a degree. WWIB, we are family. We welcome in Renee O'Donnell this morning. Renee, actually, I've known you for years, but yeah, we kind of lost touch for a while, too. So good to see you again. And what I found out was not only are you a business owner now, but also you started a nonprofit. So we want to talk about Chippewa Valley Snow Angels. What does it do? How did this come about?
Caleb. So we started Chippewa Valley Snow Angels back in 2020 when COVID kind of hit. It kind of just started with somebody asking me if I had extra snow gear for a couple local kids in the area, and I didn't have anything. Contacted some other charities, and nobody was doing anything because of COVID. I was put in touch with the Eau Claire Firefighters Community Charity, who we work right alongside. They do Operation Warm, where they do coats. And then we come back in and we will do the boots, snow pants, hats, mittens, all of those things. Last year, we were able to clothe about 170 kids. Unfortunately, this year, the need is twice that.
Wow.
But like I said, with cost of inflation, prices are obviously more. So we're just really in need of some donors this year.
And again, these kids are coming here from the Eau Claire area primarily?
Pretty much the Chippewa Valley. So yeah. We've been doing Eau Claire. We've reached out to Cadott. We've done a little bit in Chippewa and a couple of the other smaller schools as well.
About what does it cost right now to make sure a child is fully clothed with, again, winter hats, mittens, boots, things like that?
It's definitely gone up from last year. So right now it's probably on average about $68 per child. So, like I said, we have about 60 kids who still need to be clothed. If anybody can help, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, and again, so many times you think about children kind of falling through the cracks, too, where who's looking out for them? And so you found a gap here with Chippewa Valley Snow Angels where you said, you know, again, because of COVID and things shutting down and nonprofits losing funding. I mean, there was just nobody doing this. And so you're kind of standing in the gap and saying, will other people help me do this so I'm not walking that road alone?
Right. And it's been a wonderful journey. We just want to make sure that, you know, anybody who needs the stuff and has asked us, that we can definitely fulfill that void that they're looking for.
Again, we're talking with Renee from Chippewa Valley Snow Angels, and we're going to tell you how you can respond to this need as well. But Renee, do you get a chance to actually give these winter clothing items to kids? I mean, what's it like when, you know, we think something, again, for many of us, we have kids, it's like they have what they need. But for children who don't, what's it like when they receive that gift?
The kids are so cute. I mean, I've been into a couple of schools and handed out the items, and we let them pick out what snow pants that they like, what boots, let them try it on. And they just, you know, they're overwhelmed with joy and happiness. Some of them will be, you know, funny about it, and they'll, you know, be like, well, I have my snow pants from last year, but in all actuality, that kid's probably grown about 5 inches, and those snow pants are not going to fit them.
And again, so we're talking about $68 per child to make sure they have the winter clothing items they need. And you mentioned at least 60 plus children still in need that we know of.
Correct.
That we know of so far. So how do people respond? I know probably the easiest way is to go to your website, but there's an in-person option as well if they'd like to give that way.
So they can go to the website, which is ChippewaValleySnowAngels.com, or they can stop in at Slate Boutique and Gifts off of 93 right next to Cave Coffee. Monetary donations or new items can be dropped off.
Perfect. So again, ChippewaValleySnowAngels.com to give online, or if you have new items or want to give a cash check, things like that, then stop by Slow Boutique. Fantastic. Renee, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you for having a heart for kids. And we hope to see every single one of those children clothed soon with the winter clothing they need. I mean,
cold.
When we look at a 40 degree temperature difference between yesterday morning at this time and this morning as well, too. I mean, it just like we're doing with Feed My People right now, too. Children shouldn't go to bed hungry. Children shouldn't be going out without the winter clothing items that they need. We just want to keep them warm. We want to keep them well fed. And I think I was actually just reading a scripture this morning about our responsibility to help those in need, that it's actually wrong for us to withhold if we have the ability to give.
Right.
And I hope everyone catches that vision this morning. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Caleb.
Again, ChippewaValleySnowAngels.com, ChippewaValleySnowAngels.com, or stop by Slate Boutique on Highway 93 South. This is Jason Crabb. Good morning, Mercy. Let's make it a great morning for children in need this morning.